Mr. Al Arner. On January 9th, 1989, on the topic of baseball. What do you remember about baseball when you played?
Baseball was similar to it is today. It hasn't changed like the game of basketball did. It's pretty well the same. As far as I'm concerned, baseball hasn't changed a bit from what it was back then.
What were some of the things that
stories? The only thing I know, one day my buddy was I hit the eye and fell off through the ball into the outfield and hit the heel of his glove and went up, hit him right above the eye, and man, he had a goose egg that popped up there, big as an egg, turned black and blue. We used to have some I played in my baseball during the summer. We used to have some real stories about that. We used to get some real fights. But high school, they pretty well controlled us, man.
What was it?
That was put on more or less like the American Legion is now.
What position did you play?
My freshman year, I had to play infield because they had a senior catcher. He graduated, and the next 3 years, I was first string catcher. About the same. Only thing is today the catchers, and I think most of the players, wear a supporter cup. We never heard of those things, and I wish lots of times I had them. It was similar to what they are now. It was a little smaller, and padding, and it was all made out of horsehair. And today I don't think the gloves are made out of horsehair. Biggest share, I don't think biggest share of the gloves today would have been allowed back then. They had the infielder's glove was it just between you could only have between a thumb and finger webbing in there. Today they got a webbing between just about the whole thing. The only one that could wear a glove like that was the first baseman, and then the catcher had his own catcher's mitt. But the first baseman and the catcher's mitt was similar to what they are today, but the infielders was entirely different. Like, all your fingers are separate. All you had to catch a ball in is the webbing between the thumb and finger.
What were your uniforms like?
Uniforms was similar to what they are today. We still wore the same type of sack that we did in basketball, the black and orange school colors. And we always had to roll our pants down and tuck them real tight, and put a rubber band around it and then pull them up so they look like it would just grow on you, more or less, like the jeans do on the girls today.
What were some of your practices?
Practice was real rough. We used to practice for about an hour and a half every night, and when we got done, we used to play down where Sobo Park is now. And we used to have to make a lap all the way around there, and then we'd have to run from the ball field all the way back up to the high school.
Was there a lot of people trying out for baseball?
Baseball, in the senior year, we only had four lettermen return, but Coach LaCrone was our coach in the senior year, and he was real fortunate. There was only four of us lettermen return, but we had 45 that turned out for practice, so he was pretty happy with that. We didn't have much experience players, but we had a lot of raw talent.
Was baseball as well as popular?
Baseball was real popular. We used to have quite a few fans come to the ball games. No, I've really surprised at the games today. There isn't hardly any. Most generally, back in those days, folks would show up. I don't know, because when I'm working in the factories or what, this don't seem like there's the sport like baseball like it used to be.
How many games did you actually win in this stuff?
We was in a Class C conference. We played Breckenridge, Shepherd, Ithaca, St. Louis, St. Charles. We played each team twice. And then we had a few fill-in games, what was only one or two. Other than that, well, that consisted of our ball season for that year.
How did you get on these teams?
We had a fair team, but when I was a freshman, we had a real good team. In fact, I was lucky to get in on that because we'd won 20, the players before that had won, in that year, we had won 27 games in a row. So the Detroit Tigers invited the Chesaning baseball team down to see the Detroit Tigers play in honor of winning the 27 straight games.
Was that the first professional game you ever saw?
That was the first professional game I ever saw.
That was a big deal for you.
That was a big deal.
Did you get to meet the players?
We got to meet the players on the field. And in fact, we was down there. I think we got there an hour before the game started, so we went to see the batting practice and all that. But like I say, we always figured we had a successful season if we just beat St. Charles, because they was our main rivals back in those days.
How about you see down the same season?
We got down people like the bankers and the merchants and stuff and the parents drove cars and took us down there. That's the same way we got back and forth to ball games. We didn't have buses to take us back and forth. The superintendent would have to make arrangements with ahead of time for drivers to go. Most generally the coach drove, and like in baseball, the pitcher and catchers, the starting pitcher and catcher would always ride with the coach. That way they could discuss what they was going to throw and stuff during the ball game.
What kind of pitches were there?
They used to throw fastball, what they call a roundhouse curve, which back in my days, forgot the fellow's name, he used to pitch for Detroit. But he used to have a real roundhouse. But they call a roundhouse, it's a big curve. You get up there and the ball would come right at you. The next thing you do is some of them would throw it so it broke so much it would miss the plate. How they throw that, they take and throw it overhand and the ball would slide over your thumb. And you kink it with you put your index finger over the seam and just let it roll out. And if you throw it overhand, it would be a drop curve out. It was mostly strictly, we had a number one for fastball, number two for curve, three was a slow ball, and the full fist was a pitch out, in case you wanted to pick somebody off base. We was pretty fair in picking them off first and third. I didn't have the strongest arm, so it was pretty hard to catch them going to second. But that first and third, I was pretty fast, and I used to pick a lot of players off first and third.
When you were a freshman, did they like for a freshman team?
No, when we was a freshman, if you was good enough, you played on the varsity.
There was no JVs.
We only had the varsity in baseball. Like in basketball and stuff, we had reserves in varsity. In football, we only had the regular varsity ball.
How many players were on the team?
No, how many te- you mean how many did the coach carry?
Yeah.
I think it was in the neighborhood of about 20 players would be the most you'd carry. If you make the team, you'd be in the top 20. Series. Yes, it was real interesting. Back in then, it was they still had the same National League and American League, but the World Series back in, they didn't have any playoffs to get there. If you won your division, you the first two top teams played off. They didn't have playoff games like they do today and carry on the season. Seems like it was better then than it does now, because you had the first top teams that played all year. If you ended up in first place, I think you deserve to play in a World Series. For today, you have 5 out of 7 games, and your team gets hot during those 7 games, but they get to play in the World Series. Where going the other way, it was if you had to play ball all summer long to get in the World Series.
Who were some of the powerful teams?
Powerful teams was, well, the National League was, it seemed like it was always St. Louis Cardinals, and in American League, the Tigers is always in there, and then the Yankees, well, they took over for years, and they was a team that everybody was out to beat.
Who were some of the people that were big-time stars?
Big-time stars, okay, Al Kaline, Hank Greenberg, Charlie Gehringer, Eldon Hawker, Rudy York, Mickey Cochran. He was catcher for Detroit. And then there was Yogi Berra, played catcher for New York Yankees. That's about all I can think of offhand. Mine, of course, was Mickey Cochran, being a catcher, and Bertie Tevis after Mickey.
Tired. They have all-star games?
They had all-star games, yes.
Was that why they focus on
it? Yeah, they always made a big deal, just like they do today on the all-star game.
What were the high-scoring games back then, or were they mostly
pitching? It was higher-score games, I think, but not as many home runs, but I think the offense is a lot better today. The defense is a lot better today. And the offense is, the type of ball you got today, the ball seems to travel a lot farther back in there. Those days, the balls didn't have the life they have today. And back then, what makes a difference, I think, in the ball game and this today, we used to have a strike zone. Strike zone used to be from the knees up to the shoulders. Nowadays, if the pitcher has a hard time getting it by the batters, because he's got to put it in there just about belt high and to be called a strike, and the batter just stand there and swing at it. The games, everybody always looks forward to the games, all but them first two or three in the spring of the year. Every time he swung, he wished he'd missed the ball, because, boy, when you hit that, the ball hit that hickory bat, that just about take your hands off. So sometimes you wish he didn't hit the ball. No, we didn't have no batting stuff. We just had bare hands. We put black tape around the bats so he'd be able to hold on to them.
You said that there wasn't a lot of home runs inside the post. Balls, too, or did they just try to pull the ball and stuff like that?
No, I think the fellows was just, on the average, a smaller ball players than they are today. And there was in real good condition, but they still didn't have a power that they do. They didn't do a lot of weightlifting and stuff like they do today to build up the strength.
Yeah.
When the going gets tough.
We had, of course, who was it? It was my cousin. I'm trying to think if it was Steve or his brother. No, it was not Steve. It was Eric or his brother Jesse. I remember Jesse thinking he was such a man. He was always thankful for his girlfriends and his sweethearts at the time. I was always thankful for my grandma. I'm sure I looked stupid much. I didn't care. I remember Uncle Bob. Ooh, Uncle Bob was... He wasn't all too bright. You know, he died when he was, I think, 14. But of course, all his kids made fun of him and couldn't talk right. And so he's... Say thankful for, what did he say? For the sisters of the church. Sisters of the church, that's what he was always thankful for, because he was real good friends with them. They seemed to be the only people that really cared about him or treated him with respect. I always liked him. I guess I mean to him, I sometimes told him that. We were all just thankful for each other and God and our life and even little games we played like lawn darts.
How did Thanksgiving change over time?
Oh, well, everything changed after Grandma died. Then I was 20 or something. Working at the mill. And we, I think we all went over to Beth's, my aunt. We would all go over there and at the mill was where I met. Oh, we worked for all, I'm trying to think where the mill it was. I know I saw a lot of stuff. I know that was where I met Sally, my wife. And after me, I remember taking Sally to about two or three Thanksgivings before we got married. And then they all started coming to our house.
What year were you married?
We had it at our house a couple times. Let's see, Sally and I think we got divorced. I started kind of straight away from the family, and then I remember being invited to a Thanksgiving. That was at that was at a friend of mine, and I went there, and I really liked how he and his family all got along, and I felt bad, so I called, I went home, and I called Richard, and her dad and said, told them how I felt, and Richard had just gone to their Thanksgiving, and that was at their house, and I didn't even know, and so he was in heaven from then on. He stopped now, of course, and I went to the next year's, and that was at your dad's, that was right here, and then after that, we all went to Thanksgiving together, and it's been good ever since. And
no, I think that's it. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Well, hope I helped. I don't know.